Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Steph Knight, singer, songwriter, musician, album cover, design my album covers, a lot of them, design my video. I do have a doctoral degree in law, and I'm an artist. I love to express myself. So here is the night. Hi, can you hear me? I guess you can. It's Dove Knight. I want to tell you, I released a remastered version of Over You. I've written that. It's been remastered. It's already been released for a few years ago. As I said before, I decided to see what it would like to be remastered. And that's it. There you have it with I'm Over You. Does that mean I'm going to remaster some of these songs that I have been releasing for the last 10 years? Not really. I'm not. Maybe a few. I released so many songs the last 10 years, I don't think I have anything to prove. Only thing I probably have to prove is performing, but then again, I did that for 20 years or more. Even on my podcast, I played. So I have nothing to prove. But I will try to keep an open mind. You know, the other reason is because I had so many years of trying to find bands, you know. And I didn't find the right band, especially the first 15 to 20 years. You know, just in and out of bands, it just didn't work out. I was unlucky. So I had more chances at success being a solo artist than I did as a band. But, you know, going all over to West Hollywood, going to the Valley, going to L.A., it was enjoyable to be on stage. The problem was I just didn't find the right group. So I was even told by the Whiskey A Go-Go not too long ago, because I called them about performing, and they said, get a band, go to a different club. And I was like, yeah, I guess I have to. So if you haven't seen me perform with any of my songs the last 10 years, that's the reason. There was, not too long ago, somebody who I worked with musically, who was a drummer, very good drummer. We were looking for a bassist and a guitarist to form a group. And we even put an ad in, in online, these I like the recycler and all these ads, and no one called. So that's how hard it was. And, you know, misfortune means that I have to probably do something else. That's the reason. So, but I went to a recording studio and I worked with somebody named Dave, and he's not in LA no more. So I guess I don't have somebody to work with. So, some people have asked me if I'm going to make another song to release. And, I don't know because I haven't found another producer. Actually, I have, but there's some situations going on. So, but I've done so much. So look at my old songs. As far as performing on podcasts, yes. You'll hear me play podcasts sometimes. Even, you know, some of the recordings that I make, I'm just practicing and performing. So I'm just practicing. So, that's what I'm doing. But in the privacy of my own home, I just, you know, I usually don't perform on my podcast because I'm just warming up or, you know, my voice is gone. And I have a natural tendency to sing very hoarsely like a rock singer, because I was purely a rock singer for many years. You got to remember, I've been doing this for over 30-something years. I came out to L.A. when I was a teenager. So if I came out to L.A. as a teenager, you think of all these years I've done? So I paid my dues. You know. So here's I'm Over You. And Over You, you know the whole story about that. It's like I came to L.A. and I met somebody. that I was, I was not as evolved spiritually as I was when I was younger. So I was attracted to somebody because they seem so good looking, but the truth is on the inside, it sucks. You know, it was, we didn't get along and it ended. So person was not available. We did not have a romance. There was no romance. It was, you know, my attraction to somebody who could not be with me. And it was confusing, but it was a realization that I have to be attracted to somebody who likes me for me. So, you know, bad relationships or ending of friendships, relationships, or any type of ending, any relationship is, happens no matter where you go. And the song is about, just moving on from a bad relationship. But the relationship was very monumental because it made me look at the reality side of life in terms of relationships and really like people for who they are. So I had to like people for who they are on the inside. And also, more importantly, the most importantly, before I can like somebody else, I had to love myself. Here is I'm Over You. You heard that song, you know, I experiment with dance music, but as you know, if you listen to some of my other songs, I did rock and roll too. I started off as a rock and roll vocalist, songwriter, musician, just all rock, you know, it was just rock. And, you know, I didn't get no way, no band, rejection by bands, rejection by record labels, rejected by everybody. No one gave me a chance. And I was told that if to better my chances, I better expand my horizons and try pop or rhythm and blues to see if I can have a chance there. I did. And then I was like looking at my compilations. You know, my compilations is right in the back of me. You know, I put my songs on compilations, and I ain't getting away with that either. Then I was thinking, you know, trying to get a, you know, still trying to get bands. And I was with a jam band, and they just quit. So I ain't getting away with that either. That's how hard it is to make it in Hollywood. You know, it's very difficult. It was very painful because, you know, I made songs in the 90s, you know, when I was so young. And my voice is more developed than it was in those days. But still, you know, I kept the tracks. And these songs were sent to labels, and they did not give me a chance. It was, you know, at least I got the good thing, or the positive side of it is that I got to the label to listen to it. So that's a good thing. And a good thing, I'm so grateful. I'm very fortunate. I think, very thankful to the indie label who helped promote my singles or in the past and currently. So being on the indie label, I'm very grateful. But you know, this is one song I sent to a label, a rock label, and they did not like it. Maybe it was too negative. But if you really think about it, at the time that it was released, it was similar to Kurt Cobain and Garbage and Bush, Trauma. Yeah, listen to it on Spotify, but, you know, the trauma of dealing with those situations of being rejected. I was even rejected as a songwriter. It was painful. But one thing I learned, and I was taught when I was younger, you know, is to persevere. So I'm Over You is what I released, so please listen to it or give it a chance. But this is why I played trauma, is because when I was younger, I had to deal with haters, and haters caused me trauma, and I suffered trauma when I was young, and I suffered trauma in the bad relationships because, you know, I wasn't loved. I was attracted to the wrong person. Then I suffered trauma because of the rejections of the label, so my self-esteem was hurt, and that, it happened then, but I overcame it. And even now, when I hear this, you know, the haters come to me, and I'm like, I'm just an indie artist, you know? It's like, have ambitions. You know, they want to undermine my ambitions to be in the business, trying to make up excuses that, oh, you know, I'm not good enough of a singer. I can't write. Or they say I'm too fat, or, you know, other excuses and delusions and lies, saying they want somebody else to sing my material in a group, or say, I'm not well enough, I'm disabled, all kinds of excuses. And remember, there's a lot of disabled artists in the music industry. I learned that for a fact. There are a lot of artists suffering from mental health issues. There are famous artists suffering from all kinds of things. You know, the starving artist is very common. And, you know, the struggling artist is very common. There's a bunch of disabled artists, you know, and they did get discovered, not to mention there's Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles. They were blind and they were discovered. You know, people have diabetes, there are people have all kinds of things. Being an artist is difficult, period. So when you say or make excuses like, oh, they don't think I'm working, or they don't think I'm this, there's a lot of employed or unemployed artists all over the place. You know, people have got signed when they're unemployed. People got signed when they were on welfare, actors and singers. I'm not making an excuse to be unemployed or not, but if you got the talent, you should be given that chance. So I don't need to hear that every single day or say this or say that. It's because of jealousy, and it's because of envy and animosity of my ambitions to be in the industry. And they're looking for every effort to try to stop me. And it's really sad that I had to go through this because I release singles on indie artists and they don't want me to get to the next level. So these haters, you know, I'm going to say, please do not undermine my ambitions. But, you know, everybody who will try to be successful or reach the pinnacle of success deals with this. And I'm pretty sure that if I get to the next level, it will be even more haters. You know, it really is sad. And you know, I'm not even famous. You know, I didn't get no Grammy. I'm not on ABC. I am famous as far as being on YouTube. So you could say, yes, technically I'm famous, but I'm an up and coming performer. Okay. I'm unique. I feel privileged and glad that I reached the indie label because I wanted to be on the label since I was a teenager, but I don't need to hear that. Please stop. Don't undermine my ambitions. Don't undermine my talent. I got so angry when I saw something online just a couple hours ago, and I screamed, you know, or I see it outside near me. You know, people are evil. This is the reason why a lot of people, a lot of Hollywood dreams don't come true. Haters trying to undermine talented people. That's one reason. Not just quitting, not because or lose their life, untimely death. It's also because of haters. And it's not fair for me as an artist to go through that. And I'm concerned when I bring this up, I don't want people to take what I say and misinterpret what I say. You know, I'm very out front and very outspoken. I'm not just a vocalist, I'm a spokesperson too. I mean, if you know, when they tell me, oh, I didn't write the song, of course I wrote the song. But common sense. Look at the copyright and look at, I'm on BMI. I've been in BMI for several decades. I paid my dues many decades over, probably lifetimes over, because I feel I've lived nine lives. And I also struggle in love. And I bring that up because it was traumatic. I wrote that song Trauma because I experienced a lot of trauma in my life. It was a trauma of being attracted to somebody who was not right for me. They were not right for me. And I realized the reality is I had to accept it. I had to accept reality. Reality. So the trauma was I was in denial, and then I realized I had to accept reality. And the reality can be harsh. I have the trauma of dealing with these haters, but the thing that I have is I continue to persist in my own way, unique way. No matter what happens, I feel I come a long way. And since I was living on the streets and doing all kinds of things, just like a lot of artists, it is very hard. And when I hear it every day when some person, people with mental illness who are out of touch with the reality of living near in Los Angeles, you know, because I'm living technically in the city of Los Angeles or in Los Angeles County, thinking that they're living in Alabama or someplace where it's not common to have a lot of entertainers around them. I'm not putting down Alabama, so don't take my words out of context. What I'm trying to say is they think I'm, you know, when someone whose mental health is already deteriorated to the point of not aware of reality to begin with, think that I have delusions of grandeur because I want to be in the industry. Of course, you have many people, shapes and sizes, who are in the record business, struggling, and people who are indie artists or in people who are making a lot of money at it. There are millions of people out here near Los Angeles, not just in West Hollywood and Hollywood. The same people are in the San Fernando Valley. They are in Glendale. They are in Beverly Hills. They are in Santa Monica. They are in St. Gabriel, Brevard. I mean, they are in a lot, millions of artists out here in Southern California. And they better get with the reality that they're going to see an actor or a musician or somebody who wants to make it to the next level. It's very common because Hollywood is the entertainment capital. You will see that in New York City, too. So I don't understand why are they not in touch with the reality of living in Los Angeles. This ain't no, and I'm concerned that their mental health are not equipped to deal with living in this sunny city. Well, I don't give a damn. I'm going to live my life just like any other artist. I'm just one of millions of artists who wants to make it in Hollywood. And they don't all live in Hollywood and West Hollywood. And they're not aware of that. There's no delusions of grandeur. And there are artists of all shapes and sizes. There are people who are struggling, who are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, or even older, or younger, definitely younger. So don't say that. They're just haters who can't understand the reality of living among entertainers of all walks of life, and they better get with the reality, or reality is going to catch up and kiss them goodbye. I think it already has, but it won't pass me by. I'm very much aware. I have to have something to fall back on, because if I'm not making a lot of money, yeah, I have to have a career. I became a doctorate degree. I had to do a lot of things. I worked a long time. I worked in and out. I was fired in and out of jobs and living on the street for 3 or 4 years in and off. So to say that I didn't pay my dues is like saying an elephant is not a mammal. I mean, seriously, get with reality. Well, anyway, you know, that's the thing about Seth, and I hope that they understand. Think that, I mean, these people are not artists. They don't know what it's like to be an artist. They don't know, they haven't struggled. They don't write a song. They don't write a lyric. They don't act or they don't sing. Or if they had, they just gave up and they don't have the capacity to understand how to go for dreams. I built up decades of struggle. And I'm going to continue in my own way. I don't care what anybody thinks on this planet about me in this regard. I'm not trying to cause controversy. I'm just trying to explain that I'm dealing with individuals who don't understand how to live near Hollywood or in Hollywood. They think Hollywood is some strange place hundreds of miles away, and they don't understand. All they live around a bunch of buildings, and that's it. There's more to life than just living in little bitty San Fernando Valley or San Gabriel Valley or wherever they're from. They need to understand. They're always going to be an artist. There's a bunch of celebrities everywhere. A bunch of celebrities in Beverly Hills, Santa Monica, San Fernando Valley, Palmdale, whatever. There's a bunch of artists. So get with reality. Well, anyway. That's all I need to say about I'm Over You. It's a pop song that I experimented. I've written it. And, you know, I get to hate it. I don't need to be here. You know, they said, oh, I can't sing or whatever. Then get off their ass and make their own record because I can sing. So I don't need to hear it. Okay? That is negative. Be positive. Be positive to other artists. They've been through years of struggle. It's hard to be an artist. Or be positive to other people. You can't be negative. I learned from bad experience about, you know, being with somebody that was not available, and I had to love myself, and I truly do. And since I love myself and I truly know who I am, I'm going to continue to act and do what I feel as long as I'm respectful of other people. So though, please, to the haters, don't undermine my ambitions. Get off your ass and make your dreams come true. Don't look at me as the protagonist of what you don't have. Well, anyway, to all those who go for dreams, go for it. Don't let no haters or no dream killers take it away from you. And that's why a lot of dreams don't happen. People just keep trying to take dreams away. Negativity, always negative. Watch, when someone puts me down all the time, I realize it's truly something seriously wrong with them, not me. People who are healthy mentally do not put other people down. You don't. Yes, I have to be aware of reality. I get older. Yes, it's harder as you get older to be an artist, but anything is possible. But anyway, I'm Over You is what I released. I hope you listen to it. And I'm going to talk about I'm Over You again. And I still talk about going for dreams because that's what I deal with every day. And I am going to be who I am because my name is Dove Knight. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.